Soldier in a volunteer army welcomes the prospect of action. Another is their sense of duty, which has stood up well to the climate of self-interest prevalent in civilian life. But there is more to it than that. Soldiers have a refreshingly clear-cut sense of right and wrong. They sympathize with the Afghan people caught between the cruelty of the insurgents and the venality of the authorities, and want to help them. The job is tough and dangerous and brimming with frustrations and disillusionment. But the prizes of safety at home and a better Afghanistan are considered, if they can be won, to be worth it. The soldiers' enthusiasm, though, is finite. A military stalemate will eventually lower morale and degrade performance. If there are no signs that the Afghan government are serious about governing, that process will accelerate. The phrase, ground truth, is a military expression meaning how things are compared with how they are imagined to be. Soldiers know the ground truth better than anyone, yet it seems to me their voices have not been given the attention they deserve. He had imagined this moment often during the last 2 years. Now, after an hour-long climb along a rocky, sun-baked ridgeline, Corporate Stuart Hale shielded his eyes from the mid-morning glare and looked down at the corrugated khaki hillside. It was just like 1,000 others across Helmand. It was cool up here after the baking heat of the valley, quiet too. The silence disturbed only by the occasional boom of mortars in Kajaki camp and the rustling noise the bombs made as they flew past. Eventually, Stuart spoke. "I was up there when I spotted them." He pointed to a crag above. "They looked like Taliban setting up a checkpoint to stop people on the road down there." That morning, 6th of September 2006, he grabbed his rifle and bounded down the hill to get a better look. When he reached a dried-up stream bed, he hopped across. Normally, I jump with a two-footed landing. A good paratrooper lands feet and knees together. But this time, I got a bit lazy and just jumped with one foot. It meant that only his right foot was blown off when he landed on the mine. The detonation was the start of a long ordeal for him and the men who went to his rescue. 4 more soldiers were mutilated. Corporal Mark Wright was killed.